In your action plan, that's where the rubber's going to hit the road. And what do I mean by that? That's where you're going to be committing to and telling us and yourself, here's what I'm going to be doing in order to build my marketing plan. Here's what I'm going to be doing in order to talk to clients. Here are the things that I'm going to do that are going to make me successful. So you do need to go ahead and set forth your specific task and follow-up items. Now you're going to say, Shanoa, hey, we just went through the marketing plan. I already know what I'm doing. And I'm going to say, yeah, that's great, but that's not exactly the end of it. So we're going to go through a week-by-week action plan so you can see some of the ideas that you can put into play to go ahead and have your action plan set up. Now, what I'll say about your action plan is at the beginning, you know, you definitely want to make it marketing, marketing, and more marketing because we want you out there. We want you generating the leads. But after you've got the marketing going, then you can focus a little bit more on your education. You can focus more on your networking. You can build your power team. You can do some of the other things in addition to that so that when you do land your big one, you've got some of the other resources set up and ready to go. I also want you to very heavily focus on your scripts. These are the things that you're going to be saying to your clients over and over again to overcome their objections, to answer their questions, to get them ready to sign with you and move forward in a contract with you. Practice talking to the buyers and sellers as much as possible. The reason why is at the beginning, trust me, you're not going to be very good at it. But as you go on, as you start to overcome some of these objections, and as you start to hear some of the objections and understand some of the concerns, you're going to be much better at this. You're going to be a much better salesperson. You know, this is something that's going to take a lot of explaining. And that's why I say practice your scripts. You really want to look like someone who knows what they're doing. And nothing differentiates a person who knows what they're doing more than a person who's talking about it and clearly understands it and can easily explain it and can easily answer questions and overcome objections versus someone who just cannot. And that's why I do put a lot of emphasis on this. Because when you do get the big one, trust me, you don't want to be practicing. Here is week one of the action plan. I've just listed 6 tasks for you to work on this week, your first week. Now, many of you will look at this and say, come on, Shanoa, this is all you got for me? You know, give me some more, break out the big guns. Well, I might say, hey, you're right. And there are some people who can get out there and get very aggressive very quickly. If you are one of those people, then what I'll say is combine the action plans for week 1 through week 5 and start doing them all right now, right away. And some people, in fact, do. But as an example, someone's action plan may look like this. You know, your first week, you're ordering your business cards, you're finding your realtor because you have to have someone to show you where the foreclosure areas are, you know, and go on a tour with you and explain what's going on in particular and specific areas so that you know whether or not you've got a MAPS neighborhood or not. And that may take you a couple of hours or it may take you a couple of days depending on how good your realtor is. You also want to make sure your realtor is ready and available to run comps, give you expired listings, and send out letters of intent either with you or for you or give you a way to do that on your own. You're also going to be getting out there doing door knocking, and that door knocking may take anywhere from 2 hours a day to 4 or 5 hours a day. Or if you're too busy because you've got another job or other things going on, you may not spend any time door knocking. But for someone who's getting started, I recommend you get those face-to-face interactions because nothing's gonna, you know, help you learn faster than learning right there on the spot as you're talking to some of your clients. Obviously, you need to put some ads on Craigslist. I buy houses, or I have a house that's for sale by owner, or rent to own, or, you know, owner financing available. Use those ads and get started putting those on Craigslist. And I guarantee you that as you put those ads on, you're going to have lots of opportunities to talk to both buyers and sellers about this program. So you may be spending a lot of time doing this in week 1. If you're ready to go ahead and jump to week 2, then go ahead and jump to the next slide. Week 2 of the action plan. This is where we're going to introduce REI Matcher. Enter all of the new leads that you just got last week by doing all your advertising into the REI Matcher. Get your expired listings from your realtor. Buy a late list of people who are 30 days late. Find out what neighborhoods they're in and target and track those neighborhoods. Paper a neighborhood, either with your door hangers or your sticky notes. Any neighborhood that has a lot of foreclosures that your realtor identified for you in the prior week is going to be a good neighborhood. Print your letters and print your postcards for the next 3 months. If you're using a print shop, typically you'll get a discount if you print in higher volume. Some people will print their letters and their postcards and all their other marketing materials at home, and that's perfectly fine too. And go ahead and order 3 months of bandit signs. And why do we say 3 months of bandit signs? Well, the reason is because a lot of times bandit signs disappear. So you want to go ahead and get that ordered so you can be ready for those and to continue to put some more out. Week 3 of your action plan. This is where I'm adding some additional tasks that are Power Team related. This is where I'm adding some additional tasks that are not necessarily all marketing related. For example, this is the week that I want you to meet up with your lawyer. Make sure that they're okay with everything that you're doing. More marketing though, we're already back to it. Get a non-owner occupant list from the title company or from a list company or from your realtor to start marketing to them. And then because you're going to have so many responses from the prior week, you're going to need to take out some time to actually follow up on all those responses. And get your networking going. Go to a real estate club meeting. Maybe go to several real estate club meetings. And meet with other investors to brainstorm ideas, tell them what they're doing, ask them if they have any other ideas or if they can help you. This is at the investment clubs and working with other investors. That's where you might meet some of your best wholesalers and bird dogs who will bring you some deals and bring you some ideas and suggestions. And then I'm going to end this week with telling you to put some more ads on Craigslist, because as you know, when you put something on Craigslist, it very quickly goes down to the bottom and disappears because there are so many people out there that are active. You may be putting multiple ads on Craigslist every day. Some of our most successful mentor students actually will put their house on Craigslist at least once a day. And if they have multiple houses, then they'll put their house on multiple times. So it's a good action to have as a weekly and or daily activity to build up both your buyers and your sellers. Week 4 of your action plan. We're going to add another Power Team member to our action plan this week because you're getting closer to needing them. And who is that? That's the title company. And in fact, you may need to interview several title companies before you find the right one. Some title companies don't like to work with investors at all. So you need to find one who's willing to work with investors and willing to help you build your business. You also need to call all the investors that you met at the real estate club meeting or at other networking clubs event to make second contact with them. You might also put them on your buyer's list. And then don't forget about your realtor. You're going to be making constant contact with them as you're sending out new letters of intent to expired listings and withdrawn listings. And as I said in the last slide, you're going to be putting ads on Craigslist for approximately forever using this program because it's a very effective way to find both buyers and sellers. You're going to also want to call some of the wholesalers that you've met and talk to them about some of their wholesale deals. Sometimes you might find wholesalers who don't exactly have a deal that a typical investor is looking for. What does that mean? Wholesalers are looking for 70% minus repairs deals. So you're going to actually call the wholesaler and say, hey, if you ever get a deal that's not a 70% repair, 70% of ARV minus repairs deals, hey, I've got something to do with that and you should call me. So you definitely want to be networking with those people and explain to them what you're doing, because you're going to open up a whole new realm for them and a whole new way for them to help you. You're also, hopefully, at this point, going to be signing a contract. I love that. With a new prospect, with a new seller for your mortgage assignment deal. So this is all the hard work that you've done in the prior weeks should be paying off by now. We are now in week 5 of your action plan. At the top of the list, we've got another meeting with a Power Team member. Remember, your buyer is going to have insurance on the property that you just put under contract last week. So you need to make sure you speak with an insurance agent who can provide a quick policy and a fair quote to the buyer. Because remember, the buyer is going to be paying for this. And if the buyer is paying for this, then that's less money that they get to give to you at closing. So you do need to talk to them to make sure that they're the right person that you want to partner with. You also want to get an updated list of expired and withdrawn listings from your realtor partner, and get a list of for rent properties or Section 8 properties. You can get the for rent properties from your newspaper. You can get a list of Section 8 properties typically from your county or city. They many times will have a list, and those are great people to market to because they might either want to buy properties from you or they might want to sell properties to you. Now, you'll also want to go ahead and write a letter to non-owner occupants and write the letter to the Section 8 people that you talk to. You know, again, you've got to find them and then you've got to market to them. Now, let's say that you found a buyer for that house that you put under contract last week. Well, you may need to be showing them the property so that they can inspect it, or they may be ready to bring over an inspector because they're so excited about it if that's the route that they choose to go on. And then if you're partnering with another investor who brought you the buyer, if you had the seller, for example, you'll have to or you'll want to use some type of a partnership agreement with that investor so that you can do more mortgage assignment deals with them. Now, we've gone through a 5-week action plan with you. And as I said, many of you may compress this into a 1-week action plan. And those super ambitious people out there, I love you, more power to you, keep it going. But for the people who have a little bit less time, you can see how all these activities can very quickly take up a week. And it's a great idea to sort of map out, here's what you plan to do on a week-by-week basis. And even if you don't plan it out 5 weeks in advance, then at least every Monday say, this is what I'm going to do today, and this is what I'm going to do this week, and these are my goals. You know, every day we get interruptions. I get interrupted every single day. There are things that are important, and there are things that are urgent, and there are things that are critical, okay? You need to be able to separate those things so that you can focus on your business, and by creating your action plan early on, you're going to be able to do that. Accountability. Now, this is important. We've gone through the business planning section. We've told you how to build your business plan. We've walked you through building your marketing plan and putting the actual numbers to it and hours and time spent to it. And we've walked you through your action plan. So now you've got a plan that you need to start on for a week-by-week activity level. Now, what I'm going to tell you guys is very simple. Don't just do this one time or 1 week and give up. You've got to try this and you've got to keep going multiple attempts, because only with strong ambition, strong drive, strong marketing are you going to be able to turn this into a business for yourself. Now, most marketing efforts do take multiple hits. When we're papering a neighborhood with flyers or door hangers or door stickies, we'll do it multiple times, not just once. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time for the message to sink in. Sometimes it, you know, your seller who's in need may not be in need until the third time that you hit them and they're like, oh, well, I recognize this and I want to go out there and see what they have to offer. But don't give up. You need to keep on working on it. And it will be hard. It's not going to be completely easy, but the way we've set it up, it's going to be pretty straightforward. So we're actually kind of excited about that for you guys. Now, I'll also say, and I mentioned this at the beginning, go ahead and review your plan with your partner. Review the plan by yourself, you know, every month or every year or as the market changes, and ask your partner or your mentor or your friend to help hold you accountable, because sometimes if you're off just doing this on your own, there's no one there to keep you accountable and you need that assistance. So definitely share this plan with other people. And set up time. You know, you've got to review this stuff. So you've got to set up a time, a designated time, so that you can review this stuff. And like I said, you want to review it, you know, often, you know, monthly at least. Some people won't review it, but once a year when they're doing their planning for the year. But monthly is a good time to just kind of look at it and say, what's working and what's not. Now, your marketing efforts, you're going to probably be reviewing those weekly. Your action plan, you're probably going to be changing that weekly or monthly. Your business plan, you may only change that once a year or once every 6 months or once every 2 or 3 years, depending on what cycle you are in the market. But these are just some good, this is just some good advice that you can use to just think on and consider and just hold yourself accountable. You know, you're only going to be as successful as, you know, as you want to be and as much effort as you're going to put into it. So put in that effort and happy investing with that.